The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to return to the story that we led the show with this morning with Stephen Breen, the crime editor with the Irish Sun, the release of Patrick Nevin from prison this coming spring. And once again, this item is not suitable for little or vulnerable ears, will contain discussion and descriptions of sexual assault that some listeners may find upsetting. As Stephen told us this morning, Patrick Nevin, previously of Meadowlands Court, Mountown Road, Dunleary and Dundalk County, Louth, but as of now of no fixed abode, is due to be released from prison in April. The man known as the Tinder rapist was sentenced for sexual assault and rape of two women in 2018. One of his victims spoke to Stephen to air her concerns about his release. And a short time ago, I also spoke to her. Now, we're calling the woman Zara. The line is a bit difficult, but do, if you can, concentrate. I started by asking her to tell me how she first came across Patrick Nevin.
11 years ago. I was living in Dublin, in the centre, and I received some advice about, from my friends to make one profile and in one platform, the name Tinder. And I did, because in this time the people said that it's a good idea to meet someone in the city and the local people to extend my knowledge in English and these things. I did, and was the worst thing that I did in my life. I had this profile for some weeks, and I matched with this guy, and there every single thing was normal for me. The photos, the profile, the name, the age. In the beginning, this guy was very kind with me, in my opinion, because I didn't have any experience with this type of people that participate in this type of platform.
I presume that you were contacting him by text through the Tinder app originally, and then by text before you met him.
Yes. I found him his profile there. I got the match with him, and we start to talk there first, and after we passed to WhatsApp and start to talk. He invited me a lot of times to go out, and when he invited me to meet for a coffee, in my mind every single thing was normal. But when I entered in the car, he had the plan not for a coffee, but for sex. And I remember some things, but after 11 years, I think my brain just cleaned my mind. Thanks God for that, because I had bad moments with this guy. He stopped in one place, completely weird and strange for me, because I was completely new in Dublin. So the universe in Dublin was very different space. I have no idea what happened. I look around and I didn't recognize that I was in one university. And when he stopped the car, he tried to kiss me. He tried to remove my clothes. We fight. And in this moment, I had a lot of fear, and I don't like to remember, because the fear remember me that I was sensible there and completely I don't know, vulnerable, I think, because no one that I know was close, just me and this guy. I remember only when I found the button to open the door and I escaped, and this guy just took the car and drove like crazy. And after this, I walk a bit and I found a kind woman that she helped me to take a taxi and come back to my home. She worked with the dogs and put the dogs close to me. And I think this part was the only thing that I cannot forget it, because someone helped me in this time.
Were you in fear of your life with him in the car that time?
I was afraid to die, I think, because I never had someone that was obligated me to kiss or have sex. This was horrible, to feel his hand. And after, you know, when you don't recognize what happened with your body, you just went to escape. I don't know, it was a few seconds, you know, it was not more than 2 minutes. I was in this part of the university, and the only thing that I remember was my feeling when I escaped, when I was out of the car, because inside the car, my brain, I don't know, I entered in one stage that I cannot explain.
It's been 11 years, and I can tell that it still affects you all those years later.
Yes, for sure. I don't have relationship. I don't want to date anyone. I didn't have a life. I don't have kids. I don't have husband. I don't want. And I'm scared about men. I don't want to stay alone with men anymore. I always prefer places where I can see more than one person, because I don't feel safe. No. And it was the first question that I did for the police now, when I discovered that he will be free. You know, I'm safe. I don't know.
When you heard that Patrick Nevin is going to be released in April, what was your reaction?
I stayed in silence for some minutes. I had fear, and my hands were completely wet and cold. I think I feel cold in my belly, and all body was a little bit in the same situation again. I don't know. I think I feel exactly what I feel it in the judgment in the court when he looked to me with so much hate, because I said the truth to the police, and it looked like I was a cute person in this moment. And this is horrible, because I was the victim, but I feel like I'm a horrible person because I put someone in the prison. But it's weird. I don't have the same feeling about me. And, you know, my fear, my life. It's weird, really. It's one thing that is not easy to explain. I'm so sorry.
Are you scared that he might come after you?
Yes, sure. My first question for the police was exactly this. And says, the police said that I'm safe because he has one stump. But I don't know. We never know what one person that can do this with others don't want to revenge, or I don't know.
Well, Zara, I hope that you can remain safe. I don't know what it will take to allay your fears, and I can understand the trauma that you've been through. But look, thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you for the opportunity. The only thing that I can say for other women is be careful. The men or women in this type of platform
it's not the real person. You never know who's there. Probably can be a good man, good woman, or can be a monster. I had a bad lucky and I found one monster. I was not only one victim. I'm not alone.
He did this with another ghost, not only me.
So be careful.
Zara, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
And if you've been affected by anything raised in this item, help is available. You can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on 1-800-77-8888 or the Samaritans on 116-123.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.